Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 7th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about going to office hours. Now, if you are in a large university with a lecture hall where you have 300 other people with you, yes, we have those, it can be difficult to get the attention you need from the instructor. We have mentioned before how important it is to sit up front so the instructor gets to know you. That is still very true, but let's add to this by going to office hours and make it even more effective. Professors hold office hours so they can chat with you, and so you can get the help and information you need. What many people don't realize, though, is that very often we are sitting in our office alone with no visitors. Please believe me when I say nobody is happy about this. We genuinely want you to come to our office hours if you need help. This is part of our job and is mandated by the university. If you are unable to make those office hours, the culture is that you send the professor an email and ask to meet with them. Tell them you have class during their normal office hours. They should be more than willing to accommodate you. Now, let's say you show up to office hours, and there are people waiting out the door. Find a comfortable spot and squeeze in and listen. Many times, people will have the very same questions, and you can find your answers by just listening to everyone else. Also, find a study buddy if you can. When you explain the material to each other back and forth, that really starts to help you learn it in many different forms. This is crucial for good exam performance. Another potential benefit of coming to office hours are that we can get to know you. If you ever want a letter of recommendation someday, especially if you keep going in school or are looking for a job, the more you interact with us, the more we get to know you and then can write you a better letter. I really don't mind writing letters for my students, and it is definitely what I consider to be part of our job. However, in order to write you a good, solid letter with a glowing review, I need to get to know you. Faculty, especially those who work on admission committees, can recognize a good, solid letter from a great letter from an okay letter. If I don't know a student, I will do my best to give them a good letter, but I might have a limited amount of what I can talk about as I review them. I have to be honest, and I can't just make up things that did not happen. Remember, my reputation is on the line too. However, if you come in and chat with me regularly, I can write you a much better and more personal letter, a great letter, that will have more of an impact on your application. So, the next time you have questions in class, go to office hours. We would love to see you.